Blog Talk Radio. God bless you tonight. And I want to say to you tonight, those that are listening, all is well. And I want you to let me know that we shouldn't have been yet. This is Bible class night. And I want you to start off with the 23rd number, some of the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I want you to get ready tonight to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want you to receive the power of God. You know, I was talking to a young lady. She said, well, Bishop, I don't know what to do. Stop saying you don't know what to do. Give it to God at 605-9890. Give him that number and tell him I'll call in because I might have a message for them. And you need to call 708-582-0372. Bush for you. I'm praying for you, Mother Frances, who I talked to earlier. Mama Jo, I'm praying for you. And you know, sometimes you got to get ready. And I was talking to Deborah Ann earlier. And I just wanted to know tonight, we're getting out properly. We're not falling and getting up, falling, going down and out. Tonight, I couldn't have made it without God. And some of you can't make it without God. And Psalms 24. Brother Jerry, I'm praying for you tonight. Brother William, I'm praying for you. Brother Clark, I'm praying for you. No sorrow to heaven. Get out of here. And I want you to know tonight all is well. You know, sometimes you got to get up and get out. And sometimes you got to stay focused what God is doing for you. You know, they had three people come in yesterday and another two today. And I'm saying, where are all these people going to go when you got people here in Chicago don't have nowhere to stay, haven't seen a doctor or dentist, and have no food or nothing in this country? God is getting ready to turn some things around. Right now, it's flooding down in Florida. And right now, we're getting ready to go through some things. But I want you tonight to focus on the word of God. Tonight, I want you to stay focused on God doing something special for you tonight. I want to pray special for you. I'm praying much for you in Las Vegas. Dr. Gibson, Tanya Scott, and Mary Scott, I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call is a blessing from God. And I want to tell you, and when we seek the seed of Abraham, we seek it the best that God has. Tonight, I want to pray for you, east, west, north and south. I couldn't have made it without God. And some of you couldn't have made it without God. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. And if God give me the spirit of Psalms 51 and Psalm 71, that's for somebody. I want to take this time out to pray for you that going through. One lady that she lost a little one. There's no sorrow that has been healed. Get ready to receive the healing that God got for you this month. And get ready for God to bless you the rest of this year. I want to know that's a blessing coming in your home. That's a blessing because you have named what's going on in your life. There's a blessing for you. And I'm praying for you, Mother Rose. And I want to tell you, I'm praying much for you. And for you and Sister Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you tonight, and I want to let you know all is well, and I want you to claim the will power. I want you to claim power of Almighty God, and everything should be in divine order tonight. And Jerry, I don't know if we're coming out. I'm sitting behind this mic right now, but as we get ready to go to the next level, we want you to know tonight, in the Bible stories, it's about God delivering people. The Bible talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible talk about David. The Bible talk about those that have been lost and they found. The Bible stories is a story of truth and of love. For God so loved the world that he gave only God, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what everlasting life. Get ready and receive the power that God got for you. Get ready and receive the anointing God put on your life, and your life means something, because God has put something on your life, and I want you to accept what God has put on your life. And God is too intelligent to mistake. I'm praying for you that seem like that you can't make it today, and it seemed like that you done stopped. Now I want to tell you tonight a need, and you plant a seed. I'm praying for you a great star. Raymond, I'm praying for you. All is well. Somebody needs to say that. All is well. Somebody needs to say, God got me back in front. I'm going to lift his name up. And sometimes you say, I couldn't have made it if God wasn't there. Sister Jean tonight. I couldn't have made it. So get ready. I want to tell you, we're getting ready for a big day, and it's blessing, healing, and deliverance, the Pentecostal explosion, God doing something for you. You know, right now, I think the fair going on, got on the fair. Lots of people, and like got lots going on. God bless you. So you done made it. I made it to Canada. I blew on to Vietnam. Tell somebody that you made it. And tell somebody that God has opened that new door up for you. And you made it. You need to let somebody know that you made it. And you can make it by yourself. Somebody help you make it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you say, well, Bishop, how did I make it? This is Jesse Dixon. Get ready. God bless you. And west side of Chicago, the south side, east side, north side, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, right there in Homer, Monroe, right there in Memphis, Tennessee, and those right there in Birmingham, Alabama. We stand for you. I proclaim your healing through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Right now, as I see healing for your eyes, and I see right now a healing for pain that runs between your ankles. God still a healer. Let me say that tonight. God still heal cancer, cataracts, tumor, high blood, low blood. God heal. And if you just let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, your body and your mind, you can claim healing all over your body, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I want you to know that. Sister, sometimes you have to say that I'm going to wait on God. And sometimes you got to wait on him. all the saints of God going to come together. And right now, in this Bible class tonight, I'm going to tell you, I share our ancestors.
Thank you.
Yes, the storm is passing over. Whatever you've been going through, the storm at home, in your life, the storm is passing over tonight for you. Let go and let God. Don't forget to call me, Deborah Ann. The storm will always pass over them that want it to pass over. Father God, we come this morning and see them. And we come to ask you to touch every boy, every girl, every man, every woman. Those at home. Those have nowhere to stay, nowhere to sleep. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, our ancestor, and tonight, praying for you. I want to reach out to call the name of Sister Lena Anderson, Marvin, Brother Marvin, who used to work around the church. His name come up in the spirit. I just want to say salute those that work hard in the service of God. Yeah. somebody tonight receiving the healing, and they're receiving a word of God. And sometimes you ask them, Bishop, how can I get it? I want to tell you, from Chicago to Mississippi to Arkansas, just go out for Mama Joe, Mama T. Just go out for you, Mother Francis down in New Orleans. Just go out for you, Mama Joe. I'm praying for you tonight, Brother Cook. I'm praying for you, Mother Rosie. I'm praying for you. If you got a need, plant a seed, go to my website, Bishop T, and go to plant your seed. Go to PayPal and plant your seed, or go to Bishop TT on PayPal. I'm going to get a breakthrough if you just plant that seed. You plant that seed, it happens in a hurry.
Song that I wrote probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service. It was just a wonderful time, and I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar. We kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, well, that's a shame, they in that fight. They ought to be in church. And I thought that, and I said, but who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell them? There's a better way. Who's going to warn them? God can turn their nights to day. I was telling Jesus loves him. Who's gonna tell him there's a better way?
Glory.
So God can turn their night today. Somebody's got a warning. Somebody's got a warning.
God bless you tonight. You pulled to warn somebody. Tell these people. Call on to you. Somebody got to tell them, and I want to tell you tonight, you the one got to tell them. So it's your job. I'm going to tell them. They might not like it, but I got to tell them. And I want to tell you the seed of Abraham break the yoke. This is Brother Wrench Allen, Bishop. Thank you, Sister Deborah Williams. Thank you, Sister Lois. Thank you, Sister Jean. Brother Robert, God bless you. Those that have called in, what's going on? I said, God's going on. get ready for the breakthrough, get ready for the deliverance right now, right now, right now. God. Down in Monroe, Kent Service, lift it. And I'm praying for you up in Washington, D.C. Fred, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Brother Frank, in Birmingham. I'm praying for Brother Terry. I'm praying for you. Hold out.